Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to third. Pete moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Averill moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder juggles the ball. That's an error on Harder. Radcliffe scores. Walker moves to third. Bonura moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Sewell reaches second base with a double. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Whitehead is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Appling steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Sewell reaches second base with a double. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebbing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trosky hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.